The Interdisciplinary Team. Interdisciplinary Team, IDT, cooperation forms the basis of LTC. In Appendix PP of its State Operations Manual, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, defines interdisciplinary in the LTC setting to mean that professional disciplines, as appropriate, will work together to provide the greatest benefit to the resident. When discussing the development of a comprehensive care plan, Appendix PP also indicates that an IDT must include but is not limited to the attending physician, a registered nurse with responsibility for the resident, a nurse's aide with responsibility for the resident, a member of the food and nutrition services staff, the participation of the resident and the resident's representative, S, to the extent practicable. The above list gives us a good place to start with regard to the required members of the IDT. However, as Appendix PP shares, other staff members may function as part of the interdisciplinary team as well. Richard Stefanacci and Corey Cusick provide a more expansive list and descriptions with regard to SNFs published in Annals of Long-Term Care. The positions and their descriptions are summarized in Exhibit 1-1. Exhibit 1-1. Interdisciplinary team members and long-term care. Speech-language pathologists also play an important role in LTC facilities by helping residents with speech, language, social communication, cognitive communication, and swallowing disorders. As evidenced by the breadth of these positions, members of the IDT assist with a wide range of issues based on a diverse set of needs and considerations. Note that the IDT may change over time and be different from resident to resident, based on the resident's individual needs. Key point: the changing nature of a resident's IDT over time and the variation of the IDT from resident to resident both pose challenges from an infection prevention perspective, as the infection preventionist needs to ensure that all IDT members involved in care for residents at their facility follow good infection prevention practices. However, it is important to note that other issues related to IDTs play a role too. High rates of staffing turnover, especially among staff that are responsible for direct care of residents and environmental cleaning and disinfection, may cause complications and difficulty in ensuring that good infection prevention practices are followed. Similar difficulties may be caused by staffing shortages, which can result in a poor ratio of licensed to unlicensed caregivers and the facility staff being made up of staff members who are insufficiently qualified for their position. Many members of the IDT help provide or otherwise interact with the various ancillary services that may be common to LTC facilities. These services are discussed next. Typical services. Services that are typically offered in LTC settings include long-term general nursing, long-term dementia care, skilled nursing or short-term care, such as subacute rehabilitation, and hospice and palliative care. These services are largely provided by nursing and other healthcare staff directly employed by the LTC facility. Exhibit 1-2 lists these particular services as well as other typical, though potentially less common, services. Exhibit 1-2. Typical services in LTC facilities. Ancillary services. Ancillary services, including food and nutrition, personal care, and environmental services as well as others, are offered in addition to the typical services provided in LTC facilities. Members of the IDT are in charge of many of these services. These services are often, though not always, offered via contractors involving individuals external to the facility. The inclusion of these individuals and the nature of the services themselves often require special considerations and coordination efforts by the IP. Collaboration with food services. IPs work closely with food services to ensure that they are monitoring safe storage and food preparation temperatures. They have processes set up for food inspection on delivery, storage is done safely, and product rotation and removal of outdated product are taking place. The IP should make sure that regulations and guidelines of accrediting agencies are followed. Food and nutrition services play a critical role in the LTC environment. This category comprises multiple subservices and considerations. Examples of these considerations include food handling, preparation, and storage, cleaning, sanitation, and maintenance of food preparation areas, utensils, and equipment by food and nutrition staff, nursing staff, and life enrichment staff, dietitians, to plan appropriate meals/diet based on the medical and health requirements of the residents, accounting for the health and safety of residents and staff along with visitors, personal care, Life enrichment activities work to achieve a person-centered model of care. This involves a multitude of potential services, discussed in more detail in Exhibit 1-3. Note that the baseline requirement for successful IP management of these and all other ancillary activities begins with communication. Exhibit 1-3, Personal Care Services and Long-Term Care. Environmental Services. Environmental services are important due to the increasing and changing use of LTC facilities and the movement of residents across care settings. Environmental services focus on cleaning the facility, including high-touch surfaces, such as knobs and handles on medical equipment, bed rails, TV remotes, light switches, and telephones, and low-touch surfaces, such as floors, walls, window curtains, lights, and ventilation grills. Environmental service activities lower the number of organisms present on surfaces, which in turn helps in the control of infections. Facility policies, pursuant to applicable laws and regulations, specify what must be cleaned and how frequently, although compliance with facility policies may be problematic. Other services. Other ancillary services are described in Exhibit 1-4. Exhibit 1-4. Other ancillary services in long-term care.